validate financial and customer service commitments. Following the approval of the project, it is important to revalidate previously identified costs to determine whether they are actually necessary, and initial commitments to determine whether given project goals are possible. This is because portions of the project may not have been approved, or the project may have been approved, but with fewer resources than were asked for. Any project goals must fit within the overall constraints allocated to the project with regard to personnel, capital, or expense. This must happen regardless of what the project approach is. When necessary, it is possible to ask for additional resources, but these additional requests must be justified. When constraints do not allow all goals to be achieved, prioritization must take place. Through this process, important goals of the transformation project are identified and fit within constraints, leaving lower priority goals aside. Individual projects that are identified as components of the supply chain transformation portfolio must be based not only on how they individually support the achievement of goals, but also on how they collectively work to do so. For example, if two projects together will achieve a greater effect than the sum of their independent outputs, the project's anticipated effect must be balanced against their resource consumption and the likelihood of success. As with initial ROI calculations, this analysis step may be well served by including a member of the finance team and other cross-functional partners. Due to the likelihood of change during the project execution, it is important to regularly reevaluate prioritization decisions, working around resource constraints. During this step, it is likely that there will be planned tasks that exceed the available resources for them. This may happen for many reasons. Organizational leadership is often reluctant to add headcount, even when it is anticipated that doing so will increase ROI and improve profits. The timing of finance availability also may be an issue. An organization may have the ability to support a supply chain transformation project overall, but not have the ability to provide all of the necessary funding for the initial stages of the project upfront. When this happens, it is important to negotiate where possible to garner additional resources. Start by working to explain and reinforce to leadership the potential negative outcome associated with under-resourcing a project. If they still do not approve, attempt to find a middle ground between what you are asking and what they are initially willing to provide, and share how that level of support can lead to tangible and worthwhile improvements in the project's ability to meet its goals. Using whatever resources are given, prioritize the resource allocation based on the effects of the resource reduction on each given project task. If one under-resourced project is more likely to fail than another, or to underperform compared to projections, it should receive priority when allocating resources. However, be mindful of situations where the success level attained by one project is dependent on another. Reducing resource allocation for a foundational project area may cause other significant effects later on in the project. Based on these changes and their anticipated effects, the anticipated benefits provided by the transformation project can be updated. They can then be compared again to strategic goals, benchmarks, and other metrics to ensure that the project will still provide an acceptable overall outcome.